CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own web page. Good morning, it's Sunday the 12th of March 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. New video blog uploaded. Talk to cadets in exercise Blue Ham. Latest news on RSGB AGM. The RSGB has just launched its first video blog, or vlog, to share what is happening behind the scenes in preparation for YOTA 2017, the amateur radio youth event planned in the summer. It features the youth committee chairman, Mike Jones, 2E0MLJ. Look out for more vlogs in the coming weeks when you'll hear from other people involved in making this international event a reality. See www.youtube.com/therSGB, all one word. The cadet signals exercise, known as Exercise Blue Ham, is due to take place on 5 MHz on the 18th and 19th of March, and then again on the 25th and 26th. Not only will they be speaking to other cadet groups, they welcome calls from amateurs too, but only make contact on amateur license frequencies. Full details, http://alphacharlie.org.uk/exercise-blue-ham. The 90th RSGB AGM will be held at the Angel Hotel, Castle Street, Cardiff, CF101SZ, on Saturday the 22nd of April, starting at 12 noon. Arrangements have been made for members who are unable to attend the AGM to cast their votes by proxy. Details of this are on the RSGB website. That's rsgb.org/AGM-figures-2017. Whilst the RSGB encourages members to vote electronically via the Electoral Reform Society website at www.ersvote.com/RSGB-figure-17, if you require a postal vote, please call HQ on 01234 832702. Votes must be received by the ERS before 12 noon on Thursday the 20th of April 2017. Lunch will be provided at the AGM for members who notify their attendance in advance. Please register using the form on the website, rsgb.org/attendAGM, one word. The next episode of the UK's only TV show dedicated to all things radio, TX Factor, is released on the 17th of March. Go to www.txfactor.co.uk for details. Factor is sponsored by the RSGB and Martin Lynch and Sons. In amongst the items on episodes 15, Bob discovers the fun to be had remotely controlling his ICOM IC7300 over the internet using ICOM's proprietary software interface, and shows you how to set it up. The IC7300 was reviewed in the August 2016 RADCOM. Mike and Bob meet two youngsters who are passionate about amateur radio and find out how they're making more people, both young and old, aware of the delights of our hobby. TX Factor is available to stream to your phone, tablet, computer or smart TV. With a significant increase in numbers of 70 SEMS digital voice repeaters that have inputs at the low end of the band, the ETCC have been reminded to highlight the power restrictions that apply to 430 to 432 MHz. The maximum peak envelope power on this part of the band is 40 watts effective radiated power for full and intermediate licensees and 10 watts ERP for foundation licensees. Given that many modern mobiles can run 50 watts or more to high-gain collinear aerials, it's very easy to exceed these levels, so please take care to keep your power to the minimum required and certainly never above the limits mandated in your licence. The talk being the DXQRP by Dominic Baines, M1KTA, is the latest 2016 RSGB convention lecture available for members to view via the new video portal at www.rsgb.org/video. It joins contesting from VY2ZM on Prince Edward Island by Jeff Briggs, VY2ZM, developments in IOTA, update on electronic QSLing and the future by Roger Ballister, G3KMA and advances in amateur radio, sorry, amateur television, by Noel Matthews, G8GTZ. Following a request from the RSGB, Ofcom has kindly agreed an increased power level of 50 watts ERP for the new 146 to 147 megahertz notice of variation applications. The band is only available to holders of a full license, and all other NOV terms remain unchanged, including antenna height and geographical restrictions. New applicants or existing NOV holders can use the online application system at rsgb.org/NOV to get the new NOV free of charge. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week, the Dover Radio Club Rally takes place today, the 12th of March, at Whitfield Village Hall, Sandwich Road, Manley Close, Whitfield, near Dover, Charlie Tango 163LY. Talk will be on GB3KS. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Entry £2. The auction starts at 12:30. More from Aaron to E0 Fox Quebec Radio on 07714 654267. Due to a clerical error, the Grantham Radio and Electronics Rally is incorrectly listed in Radcom as being in May. We apologise for the confusion and confirm the Grantham Rally is in fact today, the 12th of March, at the Grantham West Community Centre, Trent Road, Grantham, NG317XQ. There's car parking and disabled facilities at the venue. Doors open 9 a.m, entry £3. Trade stand, special interest groups and RSGB bookstall, catering available on site. Kevin G6SSN on 07793142483 has more information. On Saturday the 18th of March, the Lochan Radio Rally will be held in Millennium Memorial Hall, Clifton Street, Lochan, SA334QG. Doors open 10 a.m. to 1 p.m, disabled admission 15 minutes earlier. Entry is £3. Details from Matthew GW6KOA on 01994427581. On Sunday the 19th, the 32nd Withall Radio Club Rally is at Withall Street Park, Silver Street, B476LZ. Parking on site, doors open at 10 a.m, disabled visitors access 9:30. Entry £4. There'll be a bring and buy, RSGB bookstall as well as lectures. Catering available on site, contact Mike 07976 744479. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. S21GM and S21KW will be on the air from Bangladesh between the 15th and 27th of March. Using 160 to 10 metre bands, the team will operate CWSSB and RITI. The F6KOP expedition team will be in the Ivory Coast, signing TU7C until the 17th of March. They will be active on HF bands, CWSSB and digital QSL via F1ULQ or the webpage OQRS. A multinational team will travel to Niger and activate 5U5R until the 20th of March. They'll be all bands at 160 to 10, SSB, CW and RITI, QSL, EA5RM. The EIDX group will be signing 9 November 7EI from Nepal until the 20th of March. Special event news, the Beacon Museum Whitehaven will host a variety of special events today, the 12th of March, to support the local charity of Samaritans of West Cumbria. In addition to the scheduled Beacon exhibits on display, members of the RSGB will be operating GB1SWC, as well as live tracking of the International Space Station, an interactive demonstration such as Morse code game. They'll be sending and receiving of television pictures and digital information over radio waves. More information on QRZ.com. Foyland District ARC will be operating GB5SPD on the 17th of March between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. from 159 Victoria Road, Breedy, Strabane, County Tyrone, BT820DZ. More information from Philip, MI0MSO, 07849025760. Grey Point Fort ARS will be operating a St Patrick's Day award station on the 16th to the 18th of March from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check out the website stpatrickaward.webs.com for details. West Tyrone ARC will be operating GB1SPD from the 17th of March between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. from Ulster American Folk Park, 2 Mellon Road, Omar, BT785QU. More from Philip, MI0MSO, on 07849025760. Look for a special event station, II0CXX, to be active until the 31st of May on Saturdays during the Collins Collectors Association of Europe Net at 1000 UTC on 7165 kHz. This activity is in remembrance of the 30th anniversary of the passing of Arthur A. Collins, W0CXX, founder of the Collins Radio Company, who became Silent Key in 1987. QSL via IK0IXI, only direct, no bureau, no eQSL. Contest news, the 80th Commonwealth Contest ends its 24-hour run at 1000 UTC today, the 12th. Using CW only on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, HQ stations also send HQ. Today, the 12th, the second 70 megahertz cumulative contest takes place 1000 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Work Tall Britain 3.5 megs phone contest takes place today, the 12th of March, 1800 to 2200 UTC, the exchange's signal report, serial number and web square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 2nd of April. Full details, rules and log sheets can be obtained from the WAB website, www.worked-all-britain.org.uk, or from the contest manager, Tony Beardsley, G3XKT, aebbooks@ntlworld.com. On Tuesday, from 1900 to 2000 UTC, the 432 megs FM activity contest takes place. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Then, between 2000 and 2230 UTC, it's the 432 megs UK activity contest. Using all modes on the band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 80 metre club championship runs 2000 to 2130 UTC. Using CW only, the exchange of signal report and serial number. On Thursday, 1900 to 2000 UTC, the 70 megs FM activity contest takes place. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Following that, 2000 to 2230 UTC, the 70 megs UK activity contest takes place. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Bartak HF RITI contest runs from 0200 UTC on the 18th to 0200 UTC on the 20th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and time. From 1200 UTC on the 18th to 1200 UTC on the 19th, the Russian DX contest uses CW and SSB only. Using 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number, Russian stations send their oblast code. Now for the radio propagation report compiled from G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. In the last report, we said the ongoing disturbed geomagnetic conditions may have settled with a predicted K-index of 2. Unfortunately, this doesn't happen as early as expected, and the beginning of the week saw K-index up as 5 as high. This has had an adverse effect on maximum usable frequencies of the very unsettled ionosphere. Daytime MUF seldom allowed the bands much higher than 20 metres to be used. This was also not helped by an absence of sunspots. The slightly better news is that on Thursday, a look at the sun in extreme UV light showed that there were no Earth-facing coronal holes on the sun's equator, although there are some around its poles. This means that we can hope for a few days of lower K indices this weekend, and perhaps more settled HF conditions for the Commonwealth contest. NOAA predicts the sun flux index will be in the mid-70s next week. To put this in perspective, the solar flux index never gets below 65 at sunspot minimum, so conditions are really not good. NOAA also predicts conditions may be geomagnetically unsettled again from midweek, with a potential maximum K index of 5 either Wednesday or Thursday. So look for better DX conditions at the beginning of the week, and then the potential for a pre-auroral opening on the upper bands just as the K index rises, although this is harder to predict. Now for VHF and up, it looks like the early part of this week could bring some tropo over the south and central parts of the UK, extending in the North Sea up to Norway, so keep an eye on the bands and put out some CQ calls to generate interest. There is the possibility of VHF auroral activity midweek if the K-index rises as predicted. The winter minimum in meteor activity continues until the April Lyrids, so stick to the best time for random meteor scatter contacts, which is around dawn, when the Earth is rotating into the flux of meteoric particles. The Moon's declination goes negative on Monday, so Moon windows are shortening. The Moon is also heading out to apogee next Sunday, so losses will be high and increasing as the week progresses. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.